And it is now time for your Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A California mother kicks off today's news. She reports to federal prison today to begin a 3-year sentence, and it started with her saying no. At just 13 years of age, this mother's son told her that he was a girl. She refused to hear that, but what she didn't know is that his Fresno public school had already started treating him like a girl. The boy eventually moved in with a family friend who took out a restraining order against his own mother. So the mother hired a transport team of former police officers to take him to a Christian boarding school in Missouri. Prosecutors call that kidnapping. A jury convicted her of violating that protection order, and a federal judge handed down nearly the maximum. Her son is 21 now, never transitioned, and her attorneys are asking the president for a pardon. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, a very different mother is getting a very different reception. Lindsay Clancy is her name. She admits to killing her 3 children. She pleaded not guilty anyway, arguing postpartum psychosis left her not criminally responsible. That's a real condition, and closing arguments are expected this week. But harder to explain is what's happening outside the courtroom. A woman in Wisconsin who has never met this family started an online fundraiser for Clancy's parents. In about a week, 27,000 people gave close to $1 million. That page insists that it's not asking anyone to take a side, but 27,000 people took one anyway. And that's what one stranger can do with a phone call and a following. Imagine what a foreign government could do with a budget. One Republican is introducing a bill requiring political influencers to disclose when a foreign government is paying them to push a message. It updates a law written in 1938 to expose Nazi propaganda, which never anticipated the podcast. The lawmaker says that she's been briefed on these operations and has seen contracts running into the millions. And the Trump advisor put it pretty plainly as far as what's going on right now. If you post about a swimsuit, you've got to label that as a paid partnership. But if you're paid to push a foreign country's trade position, you don't have to label that anything at all. Well, it looks like that's about to change. And not every influence campaign bottles with subtlety. Iranian state television just aired 3 minutes on President Trump's 21-year-old son under a title that translates to Where and How to Kill Barron Trump. It maps his university, his security detail, and his gaming accounts, and advertises a $10 million bounty. Most of it's AI-generated, and none of the surveillance claims are verified, but all of it traces back to February when American and Israeli strikes killed Iran's supreme leader. Trump says he's left standing orders to bomb Iran at a level it has never seen if anyone acts on this. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.